Hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, registered to vote in Texas. So, as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
No, I'm going to vote in March.
All right, so would that maybe be definitely vote in the primary or probably vote in the primary?
I will vote in the primary.
All right. So first, if you could answer, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. And I can totally reread those options again if you need to. So the first person would be Clint Van Horn. Would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards him? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know yet. I have to do my homework.
Oh, all right. What about Danny Norris?
I don't know. Undecided.
Okay. What about the House Independent School District, HISD?
Yes, I'll vote for that.
All right, would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable opinion about it.
All right. What about Joyce Chapman?
Who?
Joyce Chapman.
I don't know. I have to do my homework on her.
Okay. What about Sheila Jackson Lee?
Do my homework.
Okay. So would that be that you don't know information about them?
I do, but I haven't decided yet.
Okay. And what about Harold Dutton?
Undecided.
So as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. So which is closer to your opinion about this? The first one being support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or would you go with the second option, which is oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
Oppose.
All right. So in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. In which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? And the candidates are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, and Danny Norris.
Undecided.
Well, maybe which one would you have to lean towards if you had to, like, choose today?
I have to do more research.
All right. So next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. And if you could rate your reaction to each of them as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. And I can read those if you need to again. So the first statement is, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Would you say that this statement makes you want to have a very positive reaction, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Undecided.
Well, are you sure? Just maybe like from this statement, what reaction do you have towards it?
I have to do most research. I don't know.
Okay. So I'm going to read you the next statement, and which each of these statements, maybe just like, what's your reaction toward just this statement and, like, as just this statement itself? So the next one is, Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. So this statement, would you say this makes you want to have a very positive opinion towards State Representative Harold Dutton? Would you say this makes you have a somewhat positive reaction, somewhat negative, or a very negative reaction, just from that statement?
Positive.
Would that be very positive or somewhat positive?
somewhat.
All right. Now, Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Would you say this statement, what makes you have a very positive reaction, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
All right. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest.
Very positive.
All right. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners.
Very positive.
Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Undecided.
All right. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Undecided.
All right, so based on this information, meaning the previous statements I just gave about Harold Dutton, would you say which of the four following candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? And the options are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris.
Joyce Chapman.
All right, Joyce Chapman. All right, now, if you don't mind, would you mind telling me your age? Or I can tell you a range of ages. So which one would you rather?
A range.
All right, so the ranges are 18 through 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over.
65 and over.
All right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be African American or black?
I'd rather not answer that.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'd rather not answer that question.
All right, that's okay. Do you consider yourself to be Mexican or Hispanic / Latino heritage?
Rather not answer.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
All right. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Thank you.